All right, guys, before we get back into the show, I want to talk about something I think is really cool. I'm talking about The Hunted Encore. It's an action, comedy, rock, musical, mockumentary web series about New York City vampire slayers. Winners of more than 70 awards at over 50 festivals, The Hunted Encore ranked number 4 in the USA and number 27 worldwide in the 2018 Web Series World Cup. That's pretty fucking impressive, if I say so myself. The cast and creative team features albums of Broadway shows such as Hamilton, Dear Evan, Hanson, and Hadestown, television shows such as Empire, Ray Donovan, and The Affair, films such as Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Hook, and radio programs like This American Life. Right now, there are 2 seasons available on the Fantasy Network. The total runtime is about 90 minutes. Visit thefantasy.network and search for The Hunted Encore. And, also, discount podcast fans can receive 20% off any Charging Moose Media soundtracks or albums at the link that's in the show notes by using the code DISCOUNTPOD at checkout. So, be sure to drop them a line on Twitter at ChargingMooseNY or by using hashtag HereComeTheVampires and let them know Discount Podcast sent you. Thanks, guys. And actually, just to sell you on it a little bit more, if you've liked the music that's been playing in the background, that's from the series. So I'll turn it up here for a bit, and I'll give you a little sample, and you can see what kind of stuff you're going to get. So that's all, guys. All right, enjoy the music, and then we'll get back to the show. Just say goodbye. I hope you cry. You mess with the vampire sign to die. After all these years, we still persevere. Blood's in short supply. I guess I'm learning. I'm getting good at this game.
I'm happy for you.
Being Thanks. Smart is fun.
You said Mox, and I was like, ooh, John Moxley. Yes,
daddy.
And then I was like, AEW is just full of a lot of yes, daddy.
They had totally done that on purpose to make Eddie Kingston look like a fool for running out before the final explosion and saving his best friend. And we embarrassed you. We embarrassed you.
I was looking at one of the Tetras and I was like, huh. Our fish is missing a fucking eye.
And I went, what?
You clip a hot beat to this.
Let's remix the shit out of
this
it.
Is- and I told her I know why her parents and grandparents gave her up, because she's always screaming and complaining and really annoying to be around.
Probably.
Holy bonanza. It's a toaster bonanza. It's the Discount Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Anton. With me is Joey.
Bananas.
And Mike. I knew he was actually going to do it.
Oh, of course.
It was just dumb enough.
For the night, you're going to be listening to the sweet, sultry sounds of Mike sniffling.
Well, that's good. Usually it's me.
I mean, that makes me sound like I'm sick, but no, it's just, I don't know.
This is weird.
I did it weird to be dumb, things. And now I'm just continuing to do it because I am actually dumb.
So, welcome. We missed last week. There's some reasons for that. I know I put out the little thing, said it was file corruption, and it was file corruption. It was really fucked up, actually. I tried to save it, but turns out what happened was the files were actually corrupt, and then when I went to use the backup, it was using the microphone from my webcam. Not sure which webcam.
Super dope.
Doesn't matter. All sounds like
shit.
It's
not going to be a show, so...
it was like... is basically what you described, where like you could kind of hear me more clearly than you two, but you couldn't really hear any of us clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
It sounded like
teachers and fucking peanuts.
Like me from over here, only like worse.
Yeah, but with the echo, so it sounded kind of like outtakes from the movie The Descent, if you've ever seen that one. It's all about the spelunking and whatnot. And
I know what it's about, because I keep seeing it on horror compounds.
Flesh-eating creatures. It's good stuff. It's a good fucking movie.
I mean, we've
the
all
European
been there.
The European ending was better.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
most American things suck.
Yeah, there's that.
You've seen all those videos of like, all the kind of regional shit that's changed and censored when they bring stuff over to America.
Yeah.
We're pretty prudish about a lot of
shit. Yeah, where they, like, pussify it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To put it, you know, they have that way, I guess.
They have that weird hopeful ending.
No, like, even in, like, Pokemon, like, the games or whatever, mm-hmm. where they change the sprites from, like, Lass so that she doesn't show so much leg, and I'm like, what are you, what?
Yeah, that pixelated leg really does it for me, man.
I'm like, and, I mean, I don't know. Have you seen the way fucking middle school kids dress?
Yes.
I find it
regrettably.
Yeah, that, like, that's, I don't know. That's,
where suddenly I feel like a bad person, and I'm like, I had nothing to do with this. What the fuck?
It's, I don't know. It just seems weird to me that, like, that's okay in society, like, from the parents. Well, yeah. These are the same parents that are like, you better change that. My little boy's playing that game. I don't need to see that extra 4 pixels.
My daughter, on the other hand, yeah, that's fine.
My daughter, on the other hand, she's wearing shorts so high up that her, for some reason, oversized t-shirt makes it look like she's wearing nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Well, me wearing these booty shorts and this hockey jersey, I look like I'm not wearing pants, so
clearly,
it's fine.
Based on Eric earlier.
Yeah, our buddy Eric. Shout out, big dog. Woof. And Mike fucking stood up. Eric, like, lost his shit for a second. Like, oh, I thought you weren't wearing pants for a second.
So I'm sorry to disappoint you.
To be fair, it does look like Mike's not wearing pants.
Yeah.
These little shorty shorts he's got going on.
Also, like I said, it was fun walking
fuck
in.
You, Steve.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
It was fun walking into the store like this.
I imagine. I think out here, though, you'd get more looks of being like, just, I don't know, it's cold.
Is sorry. It, though?
I've got a burp that's stuck under some Cuban pizza, and I, I'm having a rough time.
Speaking of delicious sandwiches that are from particular cultures, I had the dopest fucking banh mi yesterday.
Yeah?
I just have to mention it. Also, for those of you who haven't had a banh mi, go procure yourself one. They're delicious.
Well, what is it?
It's traditionally pork pate, so Mike, you're probably way out.
Pork pate,
and then grilled barbecue pork. There's a few variations on what specific meats. And then you get pickled carrots and daikon radishes and jalapenos and cucumber, which, depending on where you get it, can be cut very differently. The first one I had, if you remember, Anton, was like a spear of cucumber.
Yeah.
And a halved jalapeno with the seeds still in it.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was from an Asian market, and like they were just...
Incidentally enough, that Asian market, Corey would eat a banh mi from
and get
months
food.
Later, yeah, and get food poisoning.
Yeah, so luckily that one wasn't. But yeah, it comes with all that, and then it's just topped with entire like branches of cilantro. And if you don't like cilantro...
It's too much.
Your genes are wrong. But yeah, it's a fucking delicious sandwich. And I checked out a place near my work, and I got those and spring rolls that are like the size of my goddamn forearm.
That's right. They're still
yeah,
got
you
a spring
still
roll
got a spring
fridge.
Roll in there, bro. I Hell saved yeah. him one. I want to say I saved him one like I was being super nice. A, I did plan on saving him one, but B, the spring rolls were the size of my fucking forearm, and the sandwich was like the size of my bicep. And I got it, and I was like, this is really fucking heavy for a sandwich and spring rolls. What the fuck?
Fully loaded.
Dude, Vietnamese food is... Their portions are generous, to say the least.
Bro, that's like all-day food.
For real, yeah. You know, I don't ever... Like, I went and got pho. The first time I had pho was with Corey, and he fucking finished his bowl, and I was just like...
It doesn't even look like I've had any of my food, and I've had so much food.
It never ends. It's like when they bring you the fucking... what was that place, that Thai place we went to where you got the duck?
Oh, yeah, there's a Thai place in Milwaukee that has this fantastic red duck curry, and it comes in this giant fucking bowl. There's only one size.
Half a duck.
Yeah, it's half a duck in there, and pineapples and tomatoes and all sorts of lovely shit. But every time I've gone there, and Anton finally got to see it, by the time I'm ungodly full and have eaten at least as long as the rest of the table, you can look at the bowl and go, that's like two more meals. Fuck. Unless you're really feeling, you know, fucking dangerous about it and you want to be sick for the rest of the day.
Shane.
What, the first time we took him to Kuma's and every time we've taken him to Kuma's?
Well, he's gotten better. Last few times he's learned his lesson.
Take half the burger home. Just assume you're taking half the fucking burger home.
Yeah. It will defeat you. I am a black hole.
I mean, you are, yes.
I mean, you can finish it. It's not like it's an impossible feat for like a normie to finish it. It's just like
not
you're going to be
at the same time. It's like not Yeah, like I wouldn't advise it. I'm just,
I mean,
I eat a lot.
If you're gonna like go outside and walk around downtown Chicago or something for a while, then yeah, that's one thing. But like,
not if it's summer. Do not eat the whole burger and then walk around downtown Chicago in the summer.
Also, no. Again, Shane, it's a bad idea to eat an entire burger and then just sit in a car for 2.5 hours.
Oh yeah, the amount of times he's done that.
While we drive back to our state.
Yeah, he falls asleep. He'll always wake up when we're like 20 minutes from home, and I'm like, I have to poop. We're like, yeah.
Stick your butt out the window.
I bet you do, bud.
Isn't that what Eric said he was going to do on the way home?
Shit his pants?
While driving. He didn't say he was going to shit out the window while driving.
Yeah, okay.
It's a gift.
Hopefully he didn't.
He needed a nap and shit, so he thought he'd do both at once in the car.
As long as he's still on the Illinois side of the border.
Also, speaking of people needing to poop in cars, and our buddy Shane, go listen to Gaming Casual. It's good stuff.
Fishy.
Fishy. On the note of Kuma's,
yeah.
Did you see what this month's burger was?
I have not looked at anything Kuma's in like 4 months. I've not looked at anything Kuma's in almost a year, I'm going to be honest with you.
That makes sense. We haven't gone anywhere in almost a year. But, because this one actually sounded really good to me and Anton, and probably definitely not Mike. A Kuma's patty, barbacoa goat, seasoned tomato, bone marrow red wine reduction, herbed goat cheese, black truffle aioli, activated charcoal, lettuce, and a sesame seed bun.
I don't understand what the activated charcoal is for, but...
To prevent that stomachache from when you eat too much of the goddamn burger.
I mean, maybe. Maybe they tap.
Is it like
secret.
A burger of the month for a band?
Yeah, it's no. For... Who is it this month? Coven.
Coven?
Yep.
I don't know them.
Do you want me to tell everybody about your favorite chicken and waffles burger?
I mean, you pretty much got it there, but go for it.
Burger patty, deep-fried blackened chicken tenders, applewood smoked bacon, cheddar cheese, Belgian waffle strips, maple syrup drizzle, and a raspberry aioli.
Delicious.
All on a pretzel bun, and as big as my head, and somehow Anton bit through it.
I do enjoy pretzel buns.
Dude, I know they're trendy now, but pretzel buns are still bomb.
Is that the Sovereign?
Yeah.
I'd still prefer sourdough, but I mean, I'm not going to bitch about pretzel.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. If I'm going to... Are we ranking breads here? Because
Irish
soda bread.
You what?
He said
I heard him. Would you say it?
Irish soda bread.
I've never had Irish soda
bread. I don't even know what that is. So. Other than obviously the namesake, but.
Right.
It's really good, and that's all I can really tell you. Am I like going out a lot? I feel like I am.
You're having my problem?
You are. Yeah. It's because you just got to project. I know it's hard to keep.
I can't.
I'm a mumbly bitch.
I know. That's the thing. You just got
to
push.
I'm too reserved of a person to project.
But
like I feel like my best way to come across in a microphone would be to do my customer service voice for the whole show, but god damn it, that'd be awful.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to. That's not true. You know what I mean? I feel like we're putting off a false image at that point, because then people are going to listen to it and be like, oh my god, who's this really polite, nice, chipper,
really peppy,
who's this bitch?
And then it's just they're going to expect something that's not there, and you know we all know you're the opposite of that. So
yeah, I'm not exactly cheery or polite or bubbly.
I mean, you're polite-ish. I'd say you're polite. Respectful.
Upfront. Conflict avoidant. I would just go with conflict
avoidant.
Just let
it sit there for a second.
I really couldn't figure out a way to describe it either, though. I'm like, it's not that I'm polite. It's that I don't want to get in a fight in public, because that sounds lame.
More of you take a pacifistic nature to things like that.
If we were in high school, people would call you fake because you're just nice to everybody because you don't want to deal with them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because God forbid you be polite and nice to people. Like,
just, you know, on principle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Just because, I don't know. See, I've always had the same theory is like, I might be having a shitty day, but I have no idea what other people's days are like. If they're being an asshole and it's blatant, they're just determined to be an asshole, that's different. But if they're just like, in the way of my bad day, I can't fucking take it out on random people.
You can.
You shouldn't, but you can.
Yeah.
It's fun to.
I enjoy doing like the exact opposite.
Oh, killing them with kindness?
Yeah, just, but I mean like, obviously just being way too polite to them. Be like, yeah, you're being a fucking cunt right now. I'm not going to buy into it, but I'm going to clearly show you that, yeah, I'm aware, fuck you.
I know what's going on.
Oh, that's.
I'm not going to let you win.
That's our favorite move when somebody's like helping lane one in the drive-thru and somebody in lane two rings the fucking phone, and somebody picks it up and is like, hi, we'll be right with you as soon as we can, whatever, because only one person can really be there at one time
right.
to help both cars. And then, like, they'll wait a while, and then they'll ring it again. And, like, I just hang it up at that point, because I'm looking at them. And I've actually looked at them, picked it up, and hung it back up. Like, no.
It's like, what do you, I just told you.
What do you fucking want from me?
I have spoken to you. Yeah, like, I have informed you of the situation.
I have spoken.
And it does feel nice to do that. But my favorite part is like, the more bitchy they are, especially if they start, like, gesturing at me from their car, which also doesn't make sense, because, like, I'm literally talking to the other car. Do you want me to stop, interrupt that, and talk to you? Or
yes.
And yes, yes, that is what they
fucking
want.
Preferably yes.
That is what they fucking want. So my favorite thing is to, like, triple the customer service voice and pick up the phone and go, thank you so very much for waiting. I'm so sorry for the wait. How can I help you?
Let's go way overboard with it. That's yeah. To me, that's the best. Because, like, what are they going to do? He was... fuck him.
But that wait was long.
Too polite.
When somebody did claim I was being sarcastic when I said that once, and I was like, I was just thanking you for waiting, and they were like, you know, I was sitting here for 15 minutes. And I
yes,
was like,
and I thanked you for waiting.
Sir, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to tell time.
No, I said,
sir, this is a Wendy's.
I was just like, sir, you were not there for 15 minutes. Not to argue, but I can tell you from the time you called to right now, it was 4. So, can I help you? Or...
Yeah, I don't...
We've had people drive off after they ring and we say we'll be right with you, but then they don't come inside, so I'm like, well, who is really wasting whose time here?
You know what you should do when they start just, like, wildly gesturing at you is you should pick up the phone and go, ooh, 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 oh, I love this game. I love this game. Sounds like... Sounds like...
Movie, duck.
Duck, Mighty Ducks. Howard the Duck.
Grenade?
Apocalypse Now? The Birdcage.
Mars Attacks?
Thank you for smoking? What?
Yeah, I don't have patience for people anymore. I'm really quickly learning that, like, the thing I will do is now once they start yelling at me, I'm just going to do what I did today and just be like, one moment, click.
Question for the pharmacist. Dude, I will literally, well, depending on which one's working, I will literally walk up to one and be like, yeah, I don't feel like being yelled at, and they're mad for some reason. I tried to discern what they're mad about, but they're already getting their yelly on, so can you, like, deal with it?
You get paid salary. Yeah, I'm like, you make way fucking more than I do.
This is your problem.
Yeah, this is out of my fucking pay range. I ain't being yelled at.
Yeah. I did ask. Remember I told you I was going to ask my coworker what he makes.
Oh, yeah, did you actually ask?
Did he say money?
I did, and I did get a definitive number.
$73 an hour.
I'm not going to give the number.
Frank dollars an hour.
Frankety $5 an hour.
Is it higher than the number that is nice?
Than a number that is nice?
Yeah.
By whose standards?
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not by much, though, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I pass all that bullshit off to you, because yeah. That's what you make, and I don't.
So you can deal with it.
Right.
I, however, literally don't get paid enough to give a fuck about this.
Bro, I barely get paid enough to do what I'm doing. Right. Oh, I did get asked today by my boss. He caught me when I got in this morning. I was like, so, you ready? And I was like, for what? This? He's like, no, dumbass, no, that never happened. He's like, you ready to trade in your gray shirt for some gray scrubs? And I was like, oh, am I finally going to be coded properly now?
Am I going to get the pay I'm supposed to be fucking making? Or?
Well, no, see, the thing is I already make above that now.
So you don't want to take a pay cut? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I don't want to take a pay cut. And I better not take a fucking pay cut either. But yes, I guess apparently I'm going to be officially coded now. So,
congratulations.
Whatever. No, then it matters. It's literally like I could ask to move back to pharmacy and just accept it. Because I was back there all the fucking time anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like I could willingly go back there and do it.
And also not have to do other fucking responsibilities.
Yeah, and not have to deal with anything right. up front. Or I can continue to work up front, and you're going to make me do two positions for the same pay.
Well, just stack whatever those two positions are supposed to pay together.
Right. I told him.
In which case, I would have been making like
$60 an hour?
Yeah, $70 an hour based on how much shit I did every day.
Yeah. I even made the joke like months ago before I even brought it up about going back there. Like, yeah, how about when I come back here on days that I spend my whole day back here, you pay me the salary of...
That you're supposed to be...
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the of job someone I'm who, doing. Yeah. He just kind of laughed. It's like,
no.
That's always
that's
their answer.
That's not going to happen. And I'm like, okay. Well,
cool.
I guess you need to find yourself a new shift lead up front. I'd like to be back here if you're going to waste my time. I don't know, whatever. I prefer being back there. Day goes by quicker.
Yeah, it goes by super fast because it's super fucking busy.
I'm not into being yelled at by people for shit. That's not my fucking problem.
What? Yeah.
But, you
yeah.
know.
That's weird.
I'm also learning that, like, the easiest and quickest way to put an end to that shit is to just deadpan them.
Oh, yeah.
Just repeat the same thing you said. Mm-hmm. Not more aggressive. You just repeat it and then just look at them blankly.
Especially because it's still technically, like, the beginning of the year for most people and their deductibles. And they're like, I've never paid this much. So I just pull up the claim info and it's like, this much deductible remaining, this much applied to claim. And like, but I always paid, and I've already pulled up the last 3 months of what they paid.
Or the last 4 years, and been like, nope, seems for the last 4 months of every year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, it seems like every year, January through April, you pay varying amounts between $100 and $250, and then it goes to $20. And they're like, well, but, and I'm like, yeah, it sucks every year, I know.
Checkmate.
Just a side note.
Would you like to try again?
Sorry, a side note. Our beta just nosedived down, displaced a few rocks, and then put enough of his body that only his fans are sticking up in the water into the rocks. I don't know if that's the ultimate show-off move.
You do you, homie.
I don't know. I did not see it, unfortunately.
It was pretty dope.
Cool.
Would you I was like- looking over in this direction.
Yeah. Would you like
I'm
to,
sorry.
Can you pour some brown liquor, please?
I can. Hey, look, it's a really good promo that happened this week.
That's right. So,
do we want to do wrestling news?
I mean,
we
can.
We haven't for a while.
We can. I can. I got to find the sound. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Ding, ding, ding. There, I got you.
We did it.
Yeah, hooray. I mean, we could. You can go at any point in time. I'll just do it when I find it.
Okay. Sorry, still pouring.
That's fine.
Rude.
So, last week was... Last week was right after? No.
What?
After the pay-per-view? Before the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Last week was the day before the pay-per-view with the exploding barbed wire death match, which was weird because... Thank you.
It's on the last page, sorry.
Because that main event turned out to be kind of slow and weird and... Just it was like sparklers instead of like the way that match goes in Japan. Yeah. And everybody was like, wow, AEW, that really sucks. And then all of this week's Dynamite was burying the shit out of it.
Bro, give me credit.
What?
Give me
you
credit.
Called it? You were like, this. It's got to be a fucking work.
I was like, it's a work and here's why. This is what's going to happen. And then these motherfuckers are going to come out and say this based on that.
Yep.
And that's what the angle is going to be. I'm calling it. And I thought I'd have to wait like 2 weeks.
Nah,
like an hour.
They just rolled into it immediately. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, look who was right. I guess I'm learning. I'm getting good at this game.
I'm happy for you.
Being a smart is fun because then you guess shit. And when you're right, you're like, man, I feel so good about being right now.
I'm glad I don't have that personality.
What, being glad about being right or being right?
Both.
That's fair.
It's just especially fun with wrestling and, like, really, ultimate troll job, dude. The internet lost its shit. Like, what a fucking shitty main event. Japan would laugh it out of the fucking... And I'm like, I don't...
Meanwhile, they're always like...
Yeah, they're like, wait until Wednesday. Just shh, nobody tweet about it.
No, let him be mad. Let him be mad.
It's just going to be funny as hell.
Tony.
They mad.
Tony, look at this text. Look at this fucking tweet. Look at this tweet.
This is great.
Cody, come here. Cody, come here.
Hey. And that's when Eddie Kingston walked over and went, I got an idea. And like,
I got an idea.
Yeah. And then Mox comes up behind him like, we have an idea. I think at that point you'd just be like, yep. All right. Cool.
I was like, you said it, and I was going to be like, ooh, Eddie Kingston, yes, daddy. And then you said Mox, and I was like, ooh, John Moxley, yes daddy. And then I was like, AEW is just full of a lot of yes, daddy, and yes, mommy.
Yeah.
Ooh, big mommy Milky.
There's a lot of mommy really Milky. Attractive people that wrestle for AEW, except for MJF.
Everybody except MJF, especially MJF.
Yeah, everybody but MJF is on AEW. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Vicky Guerrero is in AEW, and not so much, you know?
I mean, you know, it's got to be someone.
Maybe back in the day.
She actually looked better with more weight on her. Like, fat Vicky was way better looking than skinny, scary Vicky.
I mean...
To each their own.
Right.
Which, I mean, I know was the whole point of this, but...
right. But, yeah, so after all that, it turned out that Kenny and his partner, boss the man, representative... They had totally done that on purpose to make Eddie Kingston look like a fool for running out before the final explosion and saving his best friend, and we embarrassed you. We embarrassed you. And I'm like... Dope. I love this. This is fucking fantastic. Continue. And also, we finally got Maki Ito, known as the fired idol of Japan. She was so unpopular as a Japanese pop idol that she was fired.
But what did Maki Ito? Sorry, go ahead.
Sushi, you fuck.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway. So this fired pop idol has taken up pro wrestling. She's also widely known on Twitter and in promos that really the only English she knows is swear words and ways to say like dumb gross shit.
I mean, to be fair, that's like most Americans who...
With every language. With,
yeah.
I know how to swear in 5 languages, but I don't know how to ask where the bathroom is. Like, so fine. So she's like this adorable Japanese girl that comes out and she's like, hello, motherfuckers! And I'm like... God.
Damn, all right. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm like, dope. That's fantastic. Hell yeah. And, yeah. Oh, I guess NMJF left the Inner Circle and formed his own Inner Circle with Wardlow.
The smaller, the even inner circle.
Yeah. I'm just happy that it included Sean Spears.
He's got something to do.
Right. Because after we, you know, when we met him, and I was like, it's really good to see you in the main event picture. And he's like, I'm in the main event picture? And then he disappeared off TV like a year later. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Is he still
the
chairman?
I feel like I jinxed him. Yeah, he's still the chairman. He's blonde now, which is just a thing wrestlers do. They disappear for a while and they come back and like one distinctive feature has changed for some reason. You know, like Cody leaving the WWE and was like, I'm blonde now. And everybody's like, I mean, okay.
They're good for you, man.
If that's what you're doing.
Yeah, he just looks good no matter what he does.
Hey, he's so hot.
Oh, is he got Snoop with him?
Oh, no, his new entrance includes Snoop Dogg because fuck you, Vince.
Because
fuck you.
Also because
and
both
Snoop's
niece. Primetime TV doesn't? Show. Go
oh,
Big
yeah.
Show.
Okay, good Big Show
Wednesdays
is
on TNT.
Go Big Show is actually really dope, though.
Following AEW. Big Show is dope.
Big Show is really dope.
The Big Show show I've never seen.
No,
I
but
do
the
want
big
to
show.
See the Big Show show. But the Go Big Show is good.
And also, Paul White, formerly known as The Big Show, now works in AEW. And, oh, that was the other thing that happened at the pay-per-view, kind of really fucking important. Christian left the WWE for AEW, you know, right after he was snubbed with his comeback with Edge, which I feel like he got told vaguely. That when he comes back with Edge, something big will happen for him. You know, it's Edge and Christian back together. And then they just, like, soared Edge to the main event of WrestleMania picture and forgot Christian existed. And I'm
like,
all right,
deuces, I'm out.
Yeah. And he was just like, well, fuck it.
Yo, Cody, what can you pay me? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And I'm like, man, really thought he was a lifer. And then I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I have his autograph because I went to an Admirals game.
Right.
So, yeah, good for you, man. Sign God, for AEW.
What a day that was.
What, waiting 4 hours in line in a freezing cold fucking hockey rink?
Dude, what a fucking, yeah. Like, to go in, then we gotta find parking. I gotta pay for parking.
And then we pay for Admiral's tickets, which, okay, they're $10, and they came with free fucking autographs, so.
Right, but still, I had to pay for tickets to an event that I didn't go to.
Right.
And that really chaps my ass.
It was so funny, because we thought about going, but it was also, like, a huge fucking blizzard, and we almost didn't go at all, but I was like, it's Lita and Christian. Like, bro, how often do you get to get Lita and Christian's autograph for $10 total?
Right.
And Marty Jannetty. So.
And then you had to wait in that fucking basement for like 3 to 3.5 hours to get up there to like, and of course it's a meet and greet. It's a table signing. So it's
you
not
have like, five
you,
seconds a yeah, person.
There's no personal time with anybody and like you can't really say much and you know what I mean? Like Jovi got to say what she wanted to say, which is fine. But like,
I vomited words at Lita.
It just like they don't want to fucking, you know, it felt very much like Christian of all of them did not want to be there in the slightest.
No, he was like, I remember overhearing him. He was really pissed that time was going over by the time we got up there because he had to go shoot some fucking commercial. And I caught him saying that and I was like, oh, fuck, dude, you have fallen on hard times from being, I don't know, fucking Christian. Like, but right. Vince always hated Christian. You remember that shit where it was revealed that Vince wanted to cover his face with a fucking graphic dot?
With a what?
Like a graphic dot. He wanted to just cover his face. He just hated Christian's face.
Like, okay, so let me
get this straight. Was it the time when he was wearing those fucking goofy sunglasses?
No, it wasn't even in the time he was with fucking, what's it called? Too Cool. It wasn't even then.
So, so what you mean is, like, Vince wanted his creative team to literally edit a dot into the feed over Christian's face at all times.
Correct.
Like a day dot.
Yes. Yes. Like
anybody that's worked food service knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like a little
just a floating day. Sorry, I got to be careful about this hand gesture. Apparently,
yeah.
This is the thing you can do anymore. Fucking whatever.
Yeah, just a dot floating over his face, superimposed. Yeah, he really didn't like Christian. I don't know why.
Wow.
But, like, the reason Vince doesn't like things is very much like that post about Batista and things he doesn't like.
Barky
Reddit.
Cats.
Yeah, Barky Cats, Barky a.k.a. Cat. Dogs.
No, it was sorry, Barky that, Cats, a.k.a. Dogs.
There was other self, the mirror. It was
not Elmo. Yeah, other self. It's something else.
It's the intro for one of our
episodes.
Yeah, but
things Batista does not like: Barky Cats, parentheses, dogs.
Dogs.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
Barky Cats. That brings back good memories.
What, the dumb Reddit shit?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Speaking of which, we got a whole bunch of it to go once we come back from the void.
Dope.
I mean, I don't have anything picked out, but like
me neither. I have a subreddit open.
That's what the smoke brick is for. Excuse me, the void. That's what the void is for.
Same thing.
The void breaks you with smoke.
The void breaks you. If we die, we die. Oh, Lordy.
Something about Devil's Third and their shitty improv of Russian accents for the entire series.
I like their shitty Russian accents.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
I love it when they do that shit. Milton's. Make milk chocolate Milton's.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games in the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly in you, you spooky bitch. I'm offended. We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oof. Fucking nail.
Yeah. Every time, man. Ooh, sorry.
Makes me gassy.
I know, I've been gassy, but now I'm like extra gassy.
Overdrive.
I'm so gassy. Yeah, overdrive, no shit. Did I turn the PlayStation off before we started? It just made me think, I was like, I was playing Onrush. Overdrive. Why do I
Did you leave the oven on?
Yeah, oh shit, that was fucking game mode I was playing. What fucking hell and fucking... Ack. Speaking of ack, bad segues. So Jovi wanted to talk about Nature is Metal. And which, first of all, if you're not a member, you should check out Nature is Metal. And also
the subreddit.
And the subreddit, yes, and also hardcore nature, but hardcore nature is like if you want to see like actual nature shit. Like
something eating the face off of something
else. Yeah, like natural, circle of life type shit.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch about it. So
on that same note.
It's life, Susan. Deal with it. Okay, rabbits aren't all cute and cuddly, some of them are food for other things. Anyway. So we've had a little issue.
And it took us, what, a week to get down to the actual
route? Week and some change, yeah. So we had some tetras that we noticed were missing pieces of fin. And we were like, oh, okay, well, it could be fin rod. It doesn't quite look like nipping. So we're kind of keeping an eye on it. We were treating the water. Wasn't really doing much.
Nope.
And we were like, okay, so it's got to be nipping. So
we'll figure out who's nipping who.
Right. So I come home one day and I'm just kind of sitting here watching them, and that that little back left corner of the tank where it's just like leaf circle,
there's like an area where they were all congregating. It's kind of changed now, but that's a long story. There was just a tall plant that makes like a circle of leaves that you really can't see into unless you try.
Right.
Anyway, go on.
It's the special place in the courtyard at high school that like the teachers can't really see you hanging out in.
Right.
And like he was trying to hang out back there, and two of the tetras kept coming in, and he kept chasing them out, and they come back in, and he'd chase them out, and it looked like he was actively trying to nip them. So I thought I figured it out, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we bagged the two fish up.
Well, no, there was more before that. Because
I've given the cliff notes.
Oh, no. It was the other Nature's Metal thing that happened was when we thought it was the beta. Yeah.
Well, okay, so yeah.
We thought it was the beta.
Well, no, see, I wasn't there yet.
We didn't bag the fish until the other thing happened.
Okay, so yeah, meet in the middle. So I came home and I was watching them and saw all that, and then I was like, okay, well, I'll go to the pet store and see if I can get some kind of plant or something to put in there, divide them up a little more, distract them. So I go to the pet store, I get plants or whatever, and I come home,
I think I got home right before you did?
No, right after
you did.
We were both looking at the tank at the same time, and I was looking at one of the tetras, and I was like, huh, our fish is missing a fucking eye.
And I went, what?
And I was like,
I was like, what? No, what?
He's missing an eye.
Like, so, yeah, that was part of nature's metal. Mind you, at this point, our largest tetra that we named Neon, the big yellow boy, he had started out pretty small and had gotten at least the size of our betta, who is also huge for a betta. So we thought that was the thing, because his fins were getting long and whatever, so we figured the betta was bullying the fish for being big and
plumagey. Too pretty.
So the one's missing an eye, and Neon is...
He's too goddamn good looking for your own good.
Right, and Neon's missing, like, half of his back moon tail. Like, it's down to just this sliver with, like, random long pieces, so we're like, oh, fuck. Shit got real while we were gone. What the fuck is going on? So then we bag those two, put them back in the tank, and we're like, well, fucking now what? Because we have two tanks with two bettas, and we had tried to put the bag in the tank with a new betta, and that betta flared up so fast and got so angry that within 2 minutes we were like, never mind, all right, doesn't go in that tank. Sorry, go on.
So they put him back in that tank, and Hades just kind of hung around the bag. And I don't know, kind of deductive reasoning. It kind of seemed like those two were being the assholes, and maybe he was just retaliating because, like, mm-hmm. all the other fish that we never see started coming out.
Yeah. It was like this weird, like, the village monster gets trapped and all of a sudden the villagers come out from their homes no longer afraid.
Yeah, you remember, like, Election Day?
Yeah. It was legit kind of like that. We bagged him up and we're like, at first we see the betta come out and just flare in front of the bag, but isn't attacking it or anything. It's just being like, I'm bigger than you. Fuck off.
Try me.
Yeah. And then all the other fish that were hiding in the leaf circle start coming out and I'm like, I ain't seen that motherfucker in weeks. And we're like, okay, hang on. Let's retool our theory.
Yeah. So, good times.
It's fun stuff. Fish, man.
And then...
fucking fun stuff.
Fast times at Fishmont High.
It's great.
So, I say fuck it when I got home. I had a half day the next day. So, I say fuck it. I get off work early. And I'm like, I'm just going to move the two to our what was going to be set up as a rescue tank, because I'm not leaving them in a bag. I already tried to feed them in the bag once. I'm like, bro, even if they are the assholes, like, that's not cool. They're just dumb fish. They don't really know what they're fucking doing. So I grab a bunch of fucking little neons. You've all probably seen them. Tiny, tiny fish with, like, one neon stripe in them that fucking glows in the dark. And grab a bunch of those and grab a couple more Danios. And I'm like, fuck it. We're just going to have really small fish in with the betta tank, so if that is the problem, dope. None of them will get that big. And I'm like, we're just going to put all the fucking tetras in this tank, and Anton helps me. We get them all out of there, and we put them in the other one. We had one die a day, 2 days in a row. And I was just like, what the fuck? And then Anton observed. You can go ahead with how you figured out the final conclusion to that.
I'd rather not.
Oh.
Dope.
You don't want to tell the end of that story?
No.
Fine. So Anton was observing because we're trying to figure out why we separate.
Okay, sorry. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, things you can sing to Oklahoma that are medications.
For 500?
For 500, please.
Yeah, so the song is Oklahoma, and I think it's Where the Wind. Something, I really don't know. Something about the plains. Either way. You can do it with Olmesartan and about 50,000 other medications. And it's entirely too entertaining.
Still not as good. Olmesartan.
Nothing will top the Black Betty ones for me, though. It just, ugh. And now I just tell random people that. Like, when they're picking it up. Like, I'll just be ringing up their shit and I'll be like, you know the song Black Betty? And they're like, yeah, why? I'm like, oh, Black Betty, lorazepam. They're like, that's what I got. That is what you got.
Like, yeah.
Like, now I can't not think that. And I'm like, yeah, and you take that 3 times a day. I can see that right here.
That's 3 minutes long.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state. Gonna treat you great.
Where is it?
Gonna give you barley.
I don't know.
Pasture for the swing a rope.
Plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Yeah, this song sucks.
just immediately into it.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he's jamming. It's great.
You can clip a hot beat to this.
Just remix the shit out of
this
it.
Is public domain by now, right?
Well, it's from a musical, so basically.
Okay.
It's really
crank
hard.
Crank the jam.
It's really hard to get a copyright strike over musicals.
Just blast it for the homies.
Who is that? Who's the lead?
Depends on when. I don't fucking know.
This is...
Is this a movie version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Gordon McRae.
Okay.
Gordon McRae.
I know of the name.
I don't know the name. Anyway.
Now, look at random medications and understand, just from that beat, there are, like, so fucking many medications you can do that with. And I've been busted more than once
thinking medication
is. It's so dumb. I will force that shit into that beat so often. I'll be like, pantoprazole.
Do you say, what is it? Is it, I always say it wrong. So however I say it the first time is going to be the incorrect way. Simvastatin.
No, you're right.
Oh, it's simvastatin is what I used to say. Simvastatin. Oh, I think okay. I've been bullied into saying it properly. Simvastatin.
The hard one for me is rosuvastatin. My brain wants to say rusovastatin, and I don't know why.
Suvastatin. I always get to, for some reason, like when it comes to lisinopril and levothyroxine, I cannot work out the order of the alphabet in my brain.
Like
I always get caught up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and diltiazem. Fuck diltiazem.
No,
dude.
There's like 80 kinds of that shit.
What is diltiazem? What's that used for?
It's a word. I don't remember. Might be an antidepressant.
Hang on. Okay, Google. What's diltiazem used for?
Whoa, babe! A lot of things are happening.
Whoa, okay, Google.
Babe.
Stop.
Your phone fell on the keyboard.
What?
Oh no.
Yeah. That's what was doing it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? That is beautiful. Jesus Christ.
I thought the Google was interfering.
The Google?
The Google.
How old are you?
I thought the Google was interfering with the microphones.
Yes.
So
I legit thought that's what that was.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, stop, Google, stop, shut up. Be gone, demons. My God.
You
close the Oklahoma window. Yeah. That doesn't happen again.
Goddamn Oklahomans.
Fucking pricks.
I'll be interested to hear that back.
Anyway, we were going to go to the lovely subreddit, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. That shit cracked me up. That's what we need. We just need to give somebody like a remote to a bunch of smart devices and then let them control shit while we record.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome.
Quality.
Here we go. Time to visit good old Am I the Asshole. Nice. An actual long story short.
Yeah.
Am I the Asshole for not wanting to testify during my parents' trial?
No.
Long story. Parents have been divorced for some time. Dad lives in another country with his wife, and sister goes to college in the same town. In the same town as your dad, or is
yeah,
you?
Like,
yeah, it's very confusing.
Which one?
But okay.
I live alone with my mom. Parents' relationship's always been rocky, especially during quarantine, because my dad just randomly stopped paying child support. My mom wasn't working, so money-wise, it was pretty complicated. Parents are having a trial this summer because my dad wants to pay less money for child support and is attacking my mom in court. Both of them like for me and my sister to intervene as telltales during the trial. My sister is chill with it, but I'm not because A, I'm 15 and don't feel like court is my place to be. I love both my parents and don't want my words to condemn them. Oh, sorry. Place to be, B, love my parents, blah, blah, blah. And C, my dad has much more money than my mom and is much more likely to win. I love my dad, but he's not always been great. I've been absent most of my childhood, moved away almost without warning with his wife, who is now pregnant. My mom is not rich, and she just wants him to pay a normal amount of money for us to live comfortably until I graduate high school. If I testify, I would probably be more on my mom's side, and I don't want to ruin my relationship with my dad because of that. So I just told them I don't want to talk to the judge, and I don't want to be part of the process whatsoever. They're not inherently mad, but I'm scared they both feel betrayed, and I might be the asshole. So tell me, am I the asshole?
Holy fuck, that's a lot to unpack. No. Like, just...
From the get-go.
No.
Like, yeah, even when I... Just the title, no. No, don't have to testify, especially your parents. No. And like from the whole stance that this kid has, fully recognizes they are just a fucking 15-year-old and are like, dude, I love both of my parents. Your drama is your fucking drama. I just want to be able to eat 3 squares and have a bed. All right, like. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to exist. Can I do that?
Yeah, like, can I just exist without getting in the middle of your shit?
So let me throw the edit into the mix and see if that changes your mind. I don't think it will, based on what I've read. Edit, I must mention, I depend a lot on my dad's money. My mom can't afford to pay college for me alone, and even though I might sound selfish, I do want to get a chance at life, and destroying my relationship with my father might not help. I apologize for not putting it on Front Street, as it were, and it certainly does make me sound like much more of an ass. Again, sorry. Not even...
No,
I mean,
you're a fucking 15-year-old. You should not be this concerned. Your parents should be fucking adults. Your dad needs to pay more. Your mom is pretty much
doing
in
her
the
best.
Right. Like she's
doing
she's,
her best.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
I don't,
just doing what you can. Like,
and like I just, as much as like, she has every right to be mad at her dad, and I understand where she's like, I don't want to fuck that up though because he's got the money, and that shit sucks.
Yeah, but I mean,
that
if that's,
shit really sucks, dude.
If that's what you got to do, like, I mean, it's a little different than like my relationship with my father, where I'm like, I don't cut ties with him because technically he hasn't done anything completely awful, and also I get money like twice a year,
right?
So like, I'll take the money and I usually need it. So,
and like, I understand on my end, I'm incredibly detached from my family, but like. It's because of shit like that where, like, my family pitted me against another member of family at all times. Like, no, dude. And like I said, I was always that kid that was like, I'm X number of years old. What do you expect me to do? No, you're right. You're 15. The fuck do you have to do with this?
All right. Do you got a shot for me over there?
I can.
Yeah,
that'd
mine.
Be great.
Do you want Mike's?
Sure, if he's not going to take it.
I'll be a bitch.
Am I the asshole for telling my neighbor I know why her parents and grandparents gave her up?
Ooh.
That sounds like a yes.
I don't.
It could just be factual.
That easily could just be like, here's the fact.
She could have asked.
And it could have. It also could have been accidental, but like, okay, needs context.
Sorry, I was taking my chaser there. Absolutely needs context. So... my 16 female neighbor's 28 female cousin, 17 female, a lot of women
wait,
here.
Wait, slow down.
She's 16, her neighbor's 28, her neighbor's cousin is 17.
Thank you, because reading an actual Reddit format out loud to another person makes it very confusing for a second.
They moved in a few weeks ago. My neighbor lets me go to her house to escape from my sister's, who is 12, her tantrums, so when I'd go out, I'd hang out with the cousin. She's nice, but throws worse tantrums than my sister. She doesn't do them whenever I'm there, but I can hear her screaming and throwing things and slamming doors, and it's insane. My neighbor came over to apologize a couple times and explained that her cousin is having a hard time because her parents sent her to live with her, her grandparents, and then they got old and sent her to live with her. I think she's being really immature, but it's not my problem, so I don't really care. I went to my neighbor's house yesterday. Yeah, that'd be where I'd stand on it. Went to my neighbor's house yesterday and hung out with the cousin again while my neighbor was working, and I was complaining about my parents, and she said I should be grateful that my parents love me and take care of me and that hers never did. I'd had enough of her complaining and throwing tantrums, and I told her I know why her parents and grandparents gave her up, because she's always screaming and complaining and really annoying to be around. She tried kicking me out, but I reminded her it's not her house, so she made my neighbor leave a meeting so she could tell me to leave. Now my neighbor doesn't want me at her house anymore, and my parents said I was an asshole, so I wanted to see if I was one.
Yes and no.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, yeah, you're the asshole. Why would you be such an asshole? Definitely you're the asshole. Evil, you're the asshole. Please grow up.
Evil?
You're the asshole.
Wait, how old is she?
She...
Wasn't she like...
She is 16? Is
yeah,
telling a 12-year-old... Yes, she's 16 telling a 12-year-old.
Nah.
I mean, no, because, yeah.
Nah,
because,
I mean, 16 and 12, the fucking like the puberty levels in 16 and 12. 12-year-olds, I heard it with every one of us because it was the oldest of fucking six among cousins. I always heard 12 going on 17, and I understand what every adult meant by that. 12-year-olds think they're about to turn 18. That's just the attitude they have.
That's true.
They very much think that they're an adult now because they're semi-independent, and they're like, fuck you. And meanwhile, a 16-year-old thinks they're basically 21. So, like, that's just a... just no, like... Are you the asshole? Yeah, I guess, but you're fucking 16.
In the way you delivered the information, I guess, but, yeah. Like, realistically, like, I can easily see myself in that situation doing the exact same thing.
Right.
Like, look, you're being an annoying tool.
Yeah, just
you
shut
need
the
to chill.
Fuck up.
I understand what you're going through, because I'm older than you, but, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
In nicer terms, of course.
Right, but, yeah, definitely, like, based on 16-year-olds and 12-year-olds and, like, clear amount of shit they've both been through, I can see where that would happen. Like, it's not the coolest thing to do, but...
Right. At the same time, eventually someone needs to say it so that they don't go through, like, their teen years thinking, like, yeah, this is just normal behavior.
Right, they don't turn to a fucking Karen. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to stop the Karens. And you gotta stop them when they're, like, 12.
I was trying to find another good one here. I had a couple that, like, I was eyeballing, but when you open them, they're, like, 12 paragraphs wrong.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and the TLDR doesn't help.
There was one that was, like, am I the asshole for expecting my friend to do more for me after giving me a room for $400? And then the TLDR was, like, look, TLDR, my roommate offered me a room, then revoked it, offered me a much smaller room with a cat litter box in it for $400. And I'm like, no, not the asshole for asking for more.
What the fuck is that? What about, what, holy bait and switch. What the fuck?
Yeah, no fucking kidding, man. Right. It's just not cool, dude. Don't do that shit. Don't bait and switch your friends.
You know what the funniest ones are? Mm. When you, like, you scroll to see if there is a TLDR and to see how many paragraphs there are. I assume you do the same thing I do. You, like, you check how much reading you have to do, see if there's a TLDR, and then see if there's an edit, or is that just me?
No, that's just you.
Okay. Because I'll see how much there is to read, and then I'll see if there's a TLDR in case they're just fucking rambling their way through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, describing the color of the grass or whatever, the classic fucking authors used to do. Anyway. And then I'll see if there's an edit. But if there's multiple edits, I will read those first. Spoilers be damned, because my favorite edit forever will be edit 3. Okay, guys, I'm the fucking asshole. I can't even keep up with these DMs. I swear to God I have to make a second account. Oh, then I'm reading every goddamn word.
Yeah, way to get the point across.
Yeah.
Just make somebody cancel their fucking Reddit and get a new
one. Oh, yeah, those. I've only seen it like 4 times, but those I will read. I will read the comments. I'll go to the profile of the OP and read their entire fucking post history. Like, I'm like, no, who is this asshole? Let's go.
Fuck yeah. Shit. I think that's it, man.
I don't even get to do Sheik.
We could do Sheik. I mean, I can always make time for Sheik.
Okay, cool.
I can always make time
for
Sheik.
We're going to hold you to that.
Because I'm going to have Mike read one for once.
Why? Okay, well...
He'll know why. Mike,
that's
feel free...
That doesn't have to do with hockey.
No. Okay. Feel free to read it and then understand why and then actually read it. There's a very particular reason.
Should I not read it first?
No,
go for it.
Read it to yourself first.
The one that's on top?
The long one. Yeah. I'm going to let him read it to himself first because there's a very particular reason why I think he should read it. And he figured it out.
Like, why, man? That's a really poor question to ask about the Sheik, but fuck. All right, so if you have seatbelts, strap the fuck in. Excuse me. Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes, because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Or clap your hands, everybody, if you are the man or the fucking jabroni, because I am the legend, and I will, what? I read that wrong. Okay, hold on. And I am the legend, and I want you to know that I will break your fucking neck. Sorry, nice. I read that wrong.
Nice. Your
no
hands,
points
everybody.
For me.
Give me a hell yeah. At least you know why, because I saw that, and I was like, that's the best Sheik tweet I've ever seen in my entire life. Holy fucking shit.
And I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, we broke Mike. We did it.
Not hard to do.
I'm small.
I'm just happy he got it. Well, I knew you would get it. I'm just more happy that you attempted to read it to the beat as best you could without
before
having to
before
sing.
All the caps came in?
Yeah. The caps killed me, too, and I'm not going to lie. It's part of why I handed it to you.
I guess we're like, done now.
I can't.
I didn't realize Sheik of the Week would be so quick.
Yeah, that was all I wanted. I wanted to make Mike read one for once.
Okay, I gotta press this button because I went too far on the board, and I just have one page of buttons.
That you didn't label?
There's only one sound.
Oh.
It's literally labeled sound one.
Dope.
I have no idea what this button is.
Does it play track two?
I don't know. I have no idea what this button does. Solar eclipses. Ah. Nice. Dab attack.
Sorry. He's having a stroke over there.
I was really going hard in the dab attack. I can't. I don't even know why I put that there. I have no idea why the fuck I would have a clip of solar eclipses.
Because you can, I guess.
The weird part is the only reason I think you would have had that bit is from the actual solar eclipse when Trump looked at it.
No.
Which is like, why would that still be in the archives?
No, that was a menu song for Rocket League for the longest time.
Oh. I think you were going to do an update on Rocket League at some point.
Maybe. Why, I don't know. What a fucking waste of time that would be. Not like the last hour hasn't been. Congratulations!
Yay!
We've done it. And I didn't get a message saying that the file was corrupted this time, so...
Dope.
Nice!
Yeah, assuming you're listening, we did it.
I mean, we are corrupted, but the file itself should not...
The file itself is okay. And now
we
ride off into the sunset, ghost riders in the sky...
And also, potatoes are back at Taco Bell.
Potatoes are back at Taco Bell. Go eat some fucking yum, taters. Taters. The taters. I've never seen that movie.
They call me Tater Salad.
Nice. I think that's it. We've crested. We've peaked. it's all downhill from here.
Consume Prilosec.
Consume Prilosec, and we will see you fuck faces and beautiful NPCs alike next week on the Discount Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Click.